This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 4th, 2025. Amateur radio operator Rebea Roque, LB9NJ/KD3AID, a private astronaut on the crew of the FRAM-2 mission, has conducted the first amateur radio contacts from aboard a SpaceX Dragon capsule. The FRAM-2 flight sets many firsts, including being the first crewed mission to do polar orbits of the Earth, and Roque became the first German woman in space. The mission is funded and commanded by cryptocurrency billionaire Cheng Wang. He wrote on X, formerly Twitter, about the first day of the mission. Rebea spent some time on the ham radio, making contact with Berlin. Roque is using a battery-powered ICOM IC705 aboard the flight. She's transmitting slow-scan TV images on 437.550 MHz for a youth amateur radio competition called Fram to Ham. She will send images from polar regions that have been broken into digital puzzle pieces, which students must reassemble. For more information, visit www.framtoham.com. Ham Radio Open House Month is here. ARRL's Ham Radio Open House is happening all over the world in April, centered around April 18th, which is World Amateur Radio Day. ARRL has joined forces with HamSci and SciStarter to encourage clubs to welcome the public into their ham radio stations. April is also Citizen Science Month, and we're hoping to help document 1 million acts of science as visitors get hands-on at the club stations. As of April 3rd, 35 clubs have signed up to host an ARRL Ham Radio Open House, and your club can get on that list, too. Dozens of clubs around the country have already said they are participating in Ham Radio Open House, but it's not too late for your club to decide to take part. Whether you like to just list your club on the Ham Radio Open House site or find one near you to attend, use the locator tool at www.arrl.org/open-house. April 2025 is a centennial milestone, 100 years for the International Amateur Radio Union. Founded in Paris in 1925, RARU is the worldwide federation of national amateur radio organizations. The membership of the IARU consists of more than 160 member societies in as many countries and separate territories. ARRL serves as its international secretariat. ARRL Learning and Education Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, attended the National Science Teachers Association Convention held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, March 26th through the 29th. More than 15,000 educational professionals from around the world were in attendance. ARRL had a booth in the exhibit hall to promote the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. Goodgame spoke to several hundred highly qualified and interested teachers about ways to elevate their STEM curriculum using radio. Additionally, several state and district level officials expressed interest in hosting a session of the Teachers Institute. The first components of the new ARRL STEM curriculum were also unveiled and shared with the teachers, and the teachers were excited to have access to a curriculum utilizing electronics and amateur radio that was aligned to national education standards. The curriculum will be available beginning with the 2025-2026 school year. In honor of the Handy Ham program's 58th anniversary, the Handy Ham Radio Club and the Handy Ham Radio Club of Minnesota are sponsoring a QSO party from 1900 hours Zulu April 25th to 1900 hours Zulu April 27th using the club call signs W0ZXW and W0EQO. The Handy Ham program provides tools for people with disabilities to learn technology skills and earn their amateur radio licenses. The object for Handy Ham members is to work as many stations as possible during the 48-hour operating period. The event also offers an opportunity to promote and share more details about Handy Ham programs and the Handy Ham radio clubs for those who are interested. The QSO party will be active on all amateur bands and modes to make contacts, including digital and VOIP modes. The exchange is simply your name and state, province, or country. Stations will be using their own call signs in addition to the club call signs. So please listen for stations calling CQ Handy Ham 58 beginning April 25th. The ARRL New Hampshire section has established a memorandum of understanding with the New Hampshire Department of Safety and the Division of Emergency Services and Communications for work with the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES. ARES will serve as the sole organization providing amateur radio communication support to the state. DESC will offer training and certification to ARES members and coordinate activities through the New Hampshire Emergency Operations Center. There are 11 ARES groups throughout the state through which members volunteer their time to perform public service communication opportunities. More information is available at https://nh-ares.org. HAMSCI, Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, is preparing now for a series of meteor scatter experiments later this year and needs amateur radio operators to help. While the target storms are in August and December, preparation and testing are already underway. To be successful, this effort needs operators both active and passive. Operators are needed to be active, calling CQ on MSK 144, or passive, if possible, reporting via PSK monitor as monitors. The upcoming Lyridge shower, April 16th through the 25th, peaking on the 22nd of April, is an excellent time to set up your equipment and join with other operators preparing for the events later this year. If you don't have the time to be active, says HAMSCI, at least set up a passive reporting. PSK Reporter currently has a scarce 10-meter MSK 144 list of monitors, so more are needed during the early morning hours. Eventually, the HAMSCI team will be collecting operator contact information, but for now, all that is required is for participants to report through the PSK Reporter. For more information on the operating guidelines for this activity, please visit Meteor Scatter QSO Party Guidelines at HAMSCI. The Nassau Area Radio Society's Ham Boot Camp will be held Saturday, May 10th, 2025. The online event from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is open to everyone and designed for newly licensed hams, experienced hams, or anyone just exploring the hobby. Boot Camp will offer demonstrations and tutorials, including building a station, getting on the air, and VHF equipment and activities. Special sessions include FT8, emergency communications, and operating via satellites. Whether you're interested in local communications, DXing or contesting, or just having fun on the air, there's something there for everyone. For more information or to register, visit ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Here we are in April, and it will not be long before field day is upon us. Now would be a good time to start getting your satellite gear ready and to try making a few contacts so that you are comfortable. Get some good practice now, because operating now is nothing like operating on field day. You might find it easy to make a contact now with plenty of satellites, lots of breaks in the QSOs to allow you to be heard. However, on field day, all that changes. You will hear so many stations that it will be difficult to get that one station to come back to you. To secure a contact, try making your contacts now on a pass that is 70 to 90 degrees overhead for you. Make the contacts the first 3 to 5 minutes of the pass, or the last 3 to 5 minutes of the pass. The reason I say this is the lower to the horizon the satellite is to you, the fewer stations there will be. Even though this is hard to do, it is really your best chance to make a contact on field day. Thinking that a high 90-degree pass will make it easy for you is wrong. When the satellite is directly overhead, it is the worst time to get into the satellite. The antenna will not be in a favorable position to hear you. Start your practicing early, whether it is with an HT, a mobile radio, or a satellite radio. Get comfortable with what you're doing. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, many great contests. April 5th through the 6th, there are 9 contests. The YBDXPI single sideband contest, that's phone. The EA Ready contest, that's digital. The RSGP FT8 International Activity Day, that's FT4. the Georgia State Parks on the Air, that is CW Phone and Digital. April 5th through the 6th, the Louisiana QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. The Mississippi QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. The VHF-UHF Missouri QSO Party, that's CW Phone and Digital. And the Florida State Parks on the Air, CW Phone and Digital. April 5th through the 6th again, the SPDX Contest, that is CW and Phone. On April 7th, the RSGB 80-meter club championship, that's CW. And on April 12th, the QRP-ARCI Spring QSO Party, that is also CW. April 12th through the 13th, there are seven contests all right together. On April 12th through the 13th, the JIDX Contest, CW. The Digi QSO Party, that's CW. The OKOMDX Contest, single sideband and phone. The Yuri Gagarin International DX Contest, CW and phone. The IGRY Worldwide RIDI Contest, that's digital, and the Texas State Park on the Air, that's CW Phone and Digital. April 12th through the 13th as well, the New Mexico QSO Party, that's CW Phone and Digital. April 12th, the Africa FT4DX Contest, that's FT4. April 12th through the 13th, the North Dakota QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. The Georgia QSO Party, CW and Phone. And on April 13th, it's the ARRL Rookie Roundup, single sideband and phone. So remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions. On April 5th, it's the RARS Fest hosting the ARR North Carolina State Convention. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. April 11th through 12th, the Greene County Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Oklahoma State Convention in Claremore, Oklahoma. April 25th through the 27th, the Big Bear Ham Escape hosting the ARRL Orange Section Convention at Big Bear Lake, California. April 26th, the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention in Georgetown, Delaware. And on April 26th, the Spokane Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Washington State Convention in Spokane Valley, Washington. Remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association in Lapeer, Michigan, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.